Hello and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center San Diego. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Lord, I love you on today. I thank you for the power of the Holy Ghost. Lord, I pray that you help us to move mountains, Lord. You said if we have faith the size of a mustard seed, that we shall say to this mountain, be thou removed, and it shall move. Lord, there are mountains in people's lives today. Lord, help us to increase our faith, Lord, by believing in you, Lord. And thank you for the power of your Holy Spirit, Lord, that we can call those things that be not as though they were. Lord, help us to have holy boldness in you, Lord, trusting in you for all things. In Jesus' name, amen. So let's go back to John chapter 8, and we were at verse 23. And let's read verse 22 to keep it in context. It says, then said the Jews, will he kill himself? Because he saith, whither I go, ye cannot come. See, they still didn't understand. He's like, I'm going back to my Father. And they're like, well, where are you going, Jesus? Where is it that you can go that we cannot come? Are you going to commit suicide? I mean, what are you doing? They still didn't understand. So verse 23, it says, and he said unto them, Jesus said unto them, ye are from beneath. I am from above. Ye are of this world. I am not of this world. I am not of this world. Ye are from this world, I am not. Let's go over to 1 John. Now, 1 John chapter 4, and we're going to read a few of these scriptures here and tie it together. It says, beloved, in chapter 4, verse 1, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. See, now, over back in John, they did not believe it. They did not believe that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh and that God had sent him. And so this is saying that every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. Verse 3. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of the Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it shall come, and even now already is in the world. Now these are thousands of years ago that 1 John was written. And he is telling us that any spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ came in the flesh, the Messiah, this is not the Spirit of God, and it is the spirit of the Antichrist. So when you go back over to John chapter 8, Jesus is telling them, ye are from beneath, I am from above. He's telling them, you are from the devil. That is the reason why you do not believe me, because you have the spirit of the Antichrist. Back over to 1 John chapter 4. Chapter 4 verse 4. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them. So he is talking, John in 1 John chapter 4 is talking to believers. And he's describing the spirit of the Antichrist. And now he is telling them, but ye are of God, in verse 4, little children, and have overcome them, have overcome the spirit of the Antichrist, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So when you look at verse 4, I'm going to read that last part again, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And Jesus back over in John 8 is saying, ye are of the world, but I am not from the world. So believers, we are not of this world. It said in 1 John, ye have overcome the world, because greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And I'm going to tell you, the other day, you know, sometimes, and this is something that you may already know, when you are very tired or you are very weary, worried, or stressed, that is when the enemy can come in. And when he isolates you to allow you, or not allow you, but provoke you to believe things that are not true, provoke you to believe that you are alone and people are against you, you become burdened down. And I was kind of burdened down the other day, but I remembered the word. You know, the sword of the Spirit is the word of God, as it talks about in Ephesians. Put on the whole armor of God. The sword of the Spirit is the word of God, and the shield of faith is able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And the wicked comes in us, comes at us through things of this world. But if we are not of this world, we should not be affected by things that are in this world. And the other day I was feeling burdened down, and I remembered the word, and I remembered that scripture, and I just kept saying it to myself, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. And then I began to expound on it, and I said, greater is he, larger is he that is in me than he that is in the world, wider and stronger, wiser is he that is in me than he that is in the world, taller and more graceful, smarter is he that is in me than he that is in the world, more powerful is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I am an overcomer. Do you know that spirit had to come off of me? Because I was speaking the word in faith, and I was believing it, and I believed it, and that spirit went off. Sometimes you'll get a spirit of oppression, and it will try to overtake you, and it will try to whisper lies. It'll take one thing that happened that very well may be true, and it will build on it. Oh, yes, she said this, or he said this, and this is the reason why you can't do this, and this and that. They don't like you anyway. You're not going to do that. This is not going to be good for you. You don't know what's going on. Maybe you should try this. Oh, it'll just go on and on and on. But you begin to speak that word and believe that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And that's what Jesus was saying in verse 23. He's saying, you are from beneath. I am from above. Let's make a distinction. It is the reason why you don't understand what I'm saying, because you are not born of God. You have a different spirit. And just like we read in 1 John, it says, beloved, try the spirits, whether they are of God, because not every spirit is of God. It is not try the spirit by my spirit, because my spirit may be wrong. I may have a bad thing going on that day, and I'm believing the wrong thing, and I don't want to judge it by me, but I judge it by the word. I judge it by the word. It says, try the spirit by the spirit. And that's what Jesus was doing. He was trying the spirit by the spirit of God. And they have the spirit of the enemy. Let's read verse 4. It says in John chapter 8. I said therefore unto you that ye shall die in your sins. For if ye believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins. That is a word to us today. If we do not believe that Jesus is the I am, he is God manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached until the spirits in hell. If he is not the one that we have been waiting for, we will die in our sins. Think about that. Believe God on today. God bless you. Talk to you tomorrow on the Word in Me. God bless.